You will hear people talking in 8 different situations. For questions 1 to 8, choose the best answer: A, B, or C. Question 1. You hear a teacher talking to her class.
I've been talking about the Walk 10,000 Steps a Day program for a while, and I know some of you have already been trying it out, counting your steps with the monitors you've been given. Well done if you've been achieving your daily goal. You can compare how you've been doing with one another, but remember, there's no winner. You may think, what's the point then? Well, it's about keeping in shape. To persuade the rest of you to get going, remember, you don't have to go to the sports centre or anything. Just keep moving. Take the stairs instead of the lift, or walk home rather than taking the bus.
Now listen again.
I've been talking about the Walk 10,000 Steps a Day program for a while, and I know some of you have already been trying it out, counting your steps with the monitors you've been given. Well done if you've been achieving your daily goal. You can compare how you've been doing with one another, but remember, there's no winner. You may think, what's the point then? Well, it's about keeping in shape. To persuade the rest of you to get going, remember, you don't have to go to the sports centre or anything. Just keep moving. Take the stairs instead of the lift, or walk home rather than taking the bus.
Question 2. You hear two friends talking about learning to ski.
What do you think of our ski classes?
They're great. I've wanted to learn for ages, so I'm keen to push myself as far as I can.
Don't you find it exhausting? You need loads of strength to pick yourself up when you fall over, which I don't seem to have.
Yes, I suppose you do, but that's not an issue for me. I just can't seem to get the turns right, no matter how hard I try.
Nor can I, but I'm sure we'll get it one day. Then we'll have more of a laugh in the class.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Now listen again.
What do you think of our ski classes?
They're great. I've wanted to learn for ages, so I'm keen to push myself as far as I can.
Don't you find it exhausting? You need loads of strength to pick yourself up when you fall over, which I don't seem to have.
Yes, I suppose you do, but that's not an issue for me. I just can't seem to get the turns right, no matter how hard I try.
Nor can I, but I'm sure we'll get it one day. Then we'll have more of a laugh in the class.
Yes, I'm looking forward to it.
Question 3. You hear a sports instructor talking to an athletics class.
Right, who's up for trying to beat the centre's long jump record? For those of you who are interested, we'll be doing additional practice every Saturday afternoon from 1 till 3. Now, contrary to what some of you might think, it's not a record I set myself, nor have I ever attempted any long jump record. I'm much better suited to high jump, as you know. Anyway, it's quite a while since the current record was set, and though I know you probably think it'll be tricky to beat, with our training facilities and your fitness levels, I see no reason why someone in this group shouldn't be able to do it.
Now listen again.
Right, who's up for trying to beat the centre's long jump record? For those of you who are interested, we'll be doing additional practice every Saturday afternoon from 1 till 3. Now, contrary to what some of you might think, it's not a record I set myself, nor have I ever attempted any long jump record. I'm much better suited to high jump, as you know. Anyway, it's quite a while since the current record was set, and though I know you probably think it'll be tricky to beat, with our training facilities and your fitness levels, I see no reason why someone in this group shouldn't be able to do it.
Question 4. You hear a girl telling a friend about lessons on eating and exercising that she has done at school. What have you been doing in school recently?
We've been doing loads on health and fitness, about eating and exercising. I was already aware of some of the stuff we talked about, like the importance of a balanced diet. I've always made the effort to eat carbohydrates like pasta and potatoes when I'm going to gymnastics classes later because I know they give you energy. But apparently, you can actually have more than I do because you burn it off. That was news to me. I'm sure what they said was right, but I feel okay with what I've been doing, so I'll just carry on as usual.
Now listen again.
We've been doing loads on health and fitness, about eating and exercising. I was already aware of some of the stuff we talked about, like the importance of a balanced diet. I've always made the effort to eat carbohydrates like pasta and potatoes when I'm going to gymnastics classes later because I know they give you energy. But apparently, you can actually have more than I do because you burn it off. That was news to me. I'm sure what they said was right, but I feel okay with what I've been doing, so I'll just carry on as usual.
Question 5. You hear a student talking to his sports teacher about getting fit.
How can I help you, Alex?
I wondered if you could give me some advice. I'm really into sports. I love our classes at school, but I'd like to push myself further.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I'm into running, as you know, and I wouldn't mind entering some events outside school to see if I can beat other people my age. I've been trying to build up my strength and stamina on the machines at the gym. I asked a friend of mine to train with me, and now I want to take things to the next level.
Let me see what I can find out for you.
Now listen again.
How can I help you, Alex?
I wondered if you could give me some advice. I'm really into sports. I love our classes at school, but I'd like to push myself further.
What did you have in mind?
Well, I'm into running, as you know, and I wouldn't mind entering some events outside school to see if I can beat other people my age. I've been trying to build up my strength and stamina on the machines at the gym. I asked a friend of mine to train with me, and now I want to take things to the next level.
Let me see what I can find out for you.
Question 6. You hear two friends talking about a TV program they have watched.
I watched this program about sleep the other night.
Oh yeah, so did I. About the health benefits of getting enough.
Yeah, that's it. They've done a ton of research into sleep. Did you know that your brain's actually working harder when you're asleep than when you're awake? That was unexpected.
Really? I'd heard that previously. If I'm honest, there wasn't an awful lot that was new to me, but I ought to be following the recommendations on how to sleep better. The problem is, I forget.
Stuff like ensuring your bedroom's dark enough, not thinking about the next day's challenges?
Exactly. It was good to be reminded about all that.
Now listen again.
I watched this program about sleep the other night.
Oh yeah, so did I. About the health benefits of getting enough.
Yeah, that's it. They've done a ton of research into sleep. Did you know that your brain's actually working harder when you're asleep than when you're awake? That was unexpected.
Really? I'd heard that previously. If I'm honest, there wasn't an awful lot that was new to me, but I ought to be following the recommendations on how to sleep better. The problem is, I forget.
Stuff like ensuring your bedroom's dark enough, not thinking about the next day's challenges?
Exactly. It was good to be reminded about all that.
Question 7. You hear an expert talking about what being healthy really means.
Being healthy isn't just about physical fitness, but psychological well-being too. No matter how well you eat or how much you exercise, if you're burned out from working or studying all the time and don't build in a life beyond this, it won't do you any good. Most of us have listened to the warnings and make time to spend with loved ones and get to the gym. What's failing to get through is what good nutrition means. We know we need certain vitamins, for example, but still too many of us take them in tablet form instead of the food which contains them. Better education is the key.
Now listen again.
Being healthy isn't just about physical fitness, but psychological well-being too. No matter how well you eat or how much you exercise, if you're burned out from working or studying all the time and don't build in a life beyond this, it won't do you any good. Most of us have listened to the warnings and make time to spend with loved ones and get to the gym. What's failing to get through is what good nutrition means. We know we need certain vitamins, for example, but still too many of us take them in tablet form instead of the food which contains them. Better education is the key.
Question 8. You hear a fitness expert talking about warming up before exercise. Part of exercising safely is warming up properly, especially if you're going to do something high energy, like working out in the gym. Yet too many people go straight out there without making sure their muscles are ready for exercise, which results in unnecessary injury, even while knowing this is the incorrect thing to do. I understand people may have little time to exercise and try to fit it in between work or study and dinner time, but you need to build up to being slightly out of breath with an increased heart rate before you begin your main exercise session. Finding warm-up activities you like doing will keep you motivated. Now listen again. Part of exercising safely is warming up properly, especially if you're going to do something high energy, like working out in the gym. Yet too many people go straight out there without making sure their muscles are ready for exercise, which results in unnecessary injury, even while knowing this is the incorrect thing to do. I understand people may have little time to exercise and try to fit it in between work or study and dinner time, but you need to build up to being slightly out of breath with an increased heart rate before you begin your main exercise session. Finding warm-up activities you like doing will keep you motivated. Listening part 2, you will hear a girl called Lydia giving a talk about a project she has been involved in on healthy eating. For questions 1 to 10, complete the sentences with a word or short phrase. You now have 45 seconds to look at the questions.
Hi, I'm Lydia, and I'm going to tell you about a project I'm involved in about how to have a healthy diet as part of our health and fitness campaign at school. This is what's otherwise known as maintaining a balanced diet. It's crucial to eat properly in order to decrease the risk of suffering from disease later in life. You could say that our body is a machine and that the food we eat is its fuel. Without it, or without the right kinds of it, we'd find it difficult to study or move around without becoming weak and exhausted. So what does healthy eating really mean? Everyone's aware that there are certain foods we ought to avoid and others we should eat plenty of. It isn't a case of simply avoiding particular food groups altogether, though. Not all fats are bad for us, for example, and living solely on, say, fruit and vegetables could mean cutting out vital nutrients. What should we be eating then? Have you seen what I call the food pyramid? It's basically a diagram in the shape of a triangle with a wide base and a pointed top, and it gives you an idea of what you should eat and in what quantities. It's divided into four layers, with the foods you need most of in the bottom layer, such as potatoes and bread, and those you should have a minimal amount of in the top layer, like oil and sweets. The food triangle is a good place to start if you aren't sure what to cut down or eat more of. In the middle of the triangle are fruit and vegetables. You've no doubt heard that we should eat 5 portions of these every day. There are good reasons for eating these, from providing us with much-needed fibre to protecting us against health problems like high blood pressure. You can have them as juice or create soups if you don't enjoy eating them whole. I've got some recipes I can give you afterwards if anyone wants them. They're delicious. The different vitamins found in fruit and vegetables also have important functions. For example, vitamin A helps us maintain healthy eyesight and is found in orange vegetables like carrots. Vitamin D, on the other hand, strengthens our bones. It's also produced in our bodies with the help of sunlight, So not only should you try to include it in your diet, but get outside often too. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little about food myths. There are some snacks which we've been told to believe are pretty unhealthy for us. I'm not going to say a packet of crisps is okay. They're fried and covered in salt. But chocolate, you'll be relieved to find out, is not the worst thing you can eat, though large amounts should be avoided, of course. Certain types are actually okay for us. The dark variety contains iron, in fact, which our bodies need for healthy blood. There's another myth that chewing certain raw salad items, such as celery, consumes more energy than it gives you. People eat lots of it, thinking they're going to lose weight. But I'm sorry to say that this so-called fact simply isn't true. Turning to drinks now, it's important not to fill up on fizzy drinks, which contain a ton of sugar. And though we tend to think it's really good for us, juice has a lot of sugar too, so we shouldn't have more than one glass a day. On the other hand, we think we ought to avoid coffee. However, it contains important chemicals which can help us digest our food by taking what our bodies need from it. Finally, you hear people saying, "It doesn't matter what I eat as long as I do plenty of exercise." Well, of course, running or playing sports is great for you, but you shouldn't rely on them as the main way you keep healthy. It's good fresh food which feeds our brains and bodies.
Now listen again.
Hi, I'm Lydia, and I'm going to tell you about a project I'm involved in about how to have a healthy diet as part of our health and fitness campaign at school. This is what's otherwise known as maintaining a balanced diet. It's crucial to eat properly in order to decrease the risk of suffering from disease later in life. You could say that our body is a machine and that the food we eat is its fuel. Without it, or without the right kinds of it, we'd find it difficult to study or move around without becoming weak and exhausted. So what does healthy eating really mean? Everyone's aware that there are certain foods we ought to avoid and others we should eat plenty of. It isn't a case of simply avoiding particular food groups altogether, though. Not all fats are bad for us, for example, and living solely on, say, fruit and vegetables could mean cutting out vital nutrients. What should we be eating then? Have you seen what I call the food pyramid? It's basically a diagram in the shape of a triangle with a wide base and a pointed top, and it gives you an idea of what you should eat and in what quantities. It's divided into four layers, with the foods you need most of in the bottom layer, such as potatoes and bread, and those you should have a minimal amount of in the top layer, like oil and sweets. The food triangle is a good place to start if you aren't sure what to cut down or eat more of. In the middle of the triangle are fruit and vegetables. You've no doubt heard that we should eat 5 portions of these every day. There are good reasons for eating these, from providing us with much-needed fibre to protecting us against health problems like high blood pressure. You can have them as juice or create soups if you don't enjoy eating them whole. I've got some recipes I can give you afterwards if anyone wants them. They're delicious. The different vitamins found in fruit and vegetables also have important functions. For example, vitamin A helps us maintain healthy eyesight and is found in orange vegetables like carrots. Vitamin D, on the other hand, strengthens our bones. It's also produced in our bodies with the help of sunlight. So not only should you try to include it in your diet, but get outside often too. Now, I'm going to talk to you a little about food myths. There are some snacks which we've been told to believe are pretty unhealthy for us. I'm not going to say a packet of crisps is okay. They're fried and covered in salt. But chocolate, you'll be relieved to find out, is not the worst thing you can eat, though large amounts should be avoided, of course. Certain types are actually okay for us. The dark variety contains iron, in fact, which our bodies need for healthy blood. There's another myth that chewing certain raw salad items, such as celery, consumes more energy than it gives you. People eat lots of it, thinking they're going to lose weight. But I'm sorry to say that this so-called fact simply isn't true. Turning to drinks now, it's important not to fill up on fizzy drinks, which contain a ton of sugar. And though we tend to think it's really good for us, juice has a lot of sugar too, so we shouldn't have more than one glass a day. On the other hand, we think we ought to avoid coffee. However, it contains important chemicals which can help us digest our food by taking what our bodies need from it. Finally, you hear people saying, "It doesn't matter what I eat as long as I do plenty of exercise." Well, of course, running or playing sports is great for you, but you shouldn't rely on them as the main way you keep healthy. It's good, fresh food which feeds our brains and bodies.